If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row.
And speaking of Carboro, it is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carboro. Now more than ever, local businesses need our support. And a reminder, when we spend it here, we keep it here. So keep it local, y'all. Join the Buy Local movement and learn more about it online at localstimulus.org or use the hashtag localstimulus on social media. Joined on the phone by Carboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle on this Feel Free Friday. Mayor, how are you?
Good, good. Aaron, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was thinking about the Freight Train Blues music series that, again, we're having around two this afternoon. We were talking with other Aaron from Music Maker Relief Foundation. He was talking about the series in the last 5 years, and it's typically at Carboro Town Commons. And the one nice little silver lining of the fact that it's got to be in the studio here this year is the fact that you don't have to worry about the rain, which is fantastic because it's raining now. It rained last week. Like, this would be a logistical nightmare to have it outside with as much rain as we've gotten, but it's been able to go off as planned.
That is a silver lining. You're right. It is.
So how are things going? Obviously, the fight against COVID-19 still tops on everyone's mind, certainly locally at least. What should folks know?
Yeah, well, we continue to have these Tuesday meetings where we kind of get an update from emergency management and from all the different jurisdictions and the university, you know, about how things are progressing. This was our first one since we entered phase two. And, of course, as you've discussed often through the week, we in Orange County, we also have the additional requirement of folks that are employed, you know, that are serving customers or clients, for them to wear a face covering in the county. And so over the weekend and this week, I know businesses have been making the decision as to whether to open up or when to open up or to see how things are going and then decide to open up or to stay, you know, closed for a while. And I think that is some of what we've seen in Carboro, just kind of informally over the last several days. I kind of, you know, watched how our different, you know, restaurants and businesses were considering this on Facebook. And, you know, while some have opened up, you know, some have chosen not to and to stay kind of the way we are right now. And, you know, as I think through that, I was talking to someone about this, Aaron, but, you know, I mean, it really depends on every business's individual, even physical situation, right? I mean, some restaurants, you can open up with tables X feet apart and feel like, you know, people can feel safe coming into your place to eat. Others aren't built that way, and they'll be looking to probably the town in terms of some of these discussions we're having about expanding outdoor seating or to have their takeout and delivery options, you know, continue as they have for a while. So it's been a very measured, I think, thoughtful approach by the businesses and the restaurants in town. Another thing I wanted to bring up was our efforts around providing PPE for the public. And we had a discussion about that at our board meeting, our council meeting this week, and we heard from our police chief, Walter Horton, and they have been actually getting a lot of donations of masks and face coverings and are making a plan after we get some 1,000 face masks from the county on Monday, making a plan for how we can have those distributed through our fire stations to different organizations that can then distribute them to their constituencies and really just kind of building on this theme throughout the county. I know I heard Mayor Heminger talking to you about it also, trying to make sure that everyone has access to, you know, be able to get a mask, face covering. I also want to mention that Town Council Member Susan Romaine was reminding me again today that we have several hunger relief groups that have been giving out face coverings and masks as part of their, you know, food supplies that they have been giving to folks also. So I think, you know, as with many kind of crises and challenges we've had in this county, a lot of groups are working toward trying to see that need is being met as well as possible.
Yeah, there's so many different facets of this to consider and to keep in mind, especially as we get through this. And one of the things that you mentioned about just the decisions that businesses are making about when to open and whether to open and how to open, I think that's a very important thing that we all have to keep in mind, because on the state level, I think the debate has been, oh, should the state allow reopening of whom and how, as if that's the only consideration. Like, well, if the executive order were lifted, then businesses would just open right back up and people would flock back to those businesses and everything would be fine. And the reality is that's such a small component of the situation, because you've got businesses who are having to make their own individual decisions, and you've got clientele who are making their own individual decisions of how comfortable am I, how confident am I, how much do I want to go out to these places, and that's going to depend on individual decisions and individual feelings of safety and security, but also what those businesses A, do, and B, are able to do in the first place. And there's so much that goes into that.
Yeah, very, very much facts and circumstances of each business. And I also wanted to mention, in talking about the business impact, we last week had our second round of business loans grants awarded, and so I know that there's going to be a press release coming out, kind of announcing who those businesses are. But I wanted to go ahead and tell you some of them that did receive loans during this second round. Let's see. The Alley Cat Toys, the Art Center, Be Pure Beauty, Community Works, Creative Electric, Lazarus Repairs, Pilot Mission, Twin House Music, Wax Poetic, and Armadillo Grill. And then we had three other groups that did receive loans, but then they declined them because they ended up receiving federal funding. That was one of the conditions of our emergency small business nonprofit loan fund, is that if you then receive loans, you know, from SBA or the PPP program, then you need to, then you return the loan to the town of Carrboro. So those different, places that I just named, those folks received loans in this second round, and so we're really thankful we were able to, issue another round of loans.
Do you know, as a percentage of the number of businesses that applied, what percent actually received them?
You know, I'm not on the committee, and so I can't remember. I don't know the number of folks that applied. I do know, though, in terms of the money we had left to allocate and the money that was requested, there was still more money requested than we were able to allocate. But it wasn't terribly significantly greater. It wasn't, some outrageous figure. But again, there was more need than money available. So
you mentioned other things that the town can do to help businesses that maybe want to serve folks outside. What are some of those things?
Well, so this is kind of a little frustrating thing that's going on. We'll just shift to the legislature, right? So this, I'm not sure if you've discussed this on the air today or not, but there's a movement through the General Assembly. Yesterday it kind of came to a head, I think, in the House, to immediately grant authority to have businesses expand outdoors to, I guess, kind of be able to recover that 50% that they're not allowed to have inside, right? And to just kind of, where our town, for example, has been trying to thoughtfully think through how we're going to be able to do that for our businesses, this act would just make it automatic, and probably a good thing, really, because it takes away some red tape and it can happen immediately. Now there are some concerns with it, in that there is some good to having some regulation at the front end by the locality, but anyway, that's something that the legislature might take care of for us. But attached to that bill, they also had the opening of bars immediately. And so, as you probably are aware, that's going to go to the governor. And, so half the bill is a pretty good bill, and half the bill is not a good bill. And so it would be interesting to see what the governor does. But in any event, as you noted, we have been working on trying to figure out ways to increase outdoor dining in Carrboro. Anyway, we had a small discussion about it a week or so ago, and I believe this Tuesday night we're getting a report at our council meeting on specific efforts that were suggested before, what might actually be able to move forward.
So give us, speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle and townofcarborough.org for more information. I'm curious as to your take on the portion of the bill involving bars, because this has been kind of at the heart of the state level debate that restaurants are one thing, but bars are not. And I was wondering what your thoughts about that were, why the restriction on bars right now is a good thing.
Well, why the restriction on bars right now is a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, to generalize around a bar type situation, usually they're more enclosed. Usually people are standing rather than sitting. Usually people are drinking, and so maybe they lose their inhibitions a little more as the evening goes on or whatever. So I think, and just, you know, we've heard all the statistics right around indoor, you know, kind of how bad the virus is in terms of, you know, being spread indoors. So I think all of those kind of combined together are reasons why the governor, you know, kind of pushed bars out to the next go-round. Now, we saw the distinction with breweries, that the brewery industry was you know, kind of able to talk to the governor about. And there is an argument there that, you know, they are a producer of brew, right? But even so, we see places like Steel String that look inside their little, mm-hmm. you know, their seating area, which, you know, is really hard to spread people around, I think, in areas, in indoor places where people usually stand and congregate. And I think that's the difference between that and restaurants. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, we've seen a number of ways that these groups that didn't get to, quote, open in the second phase, a number of ways that they're trying to kind of get a backdoor way of opening. You know, we've seen the fitness centers and the gyms are suing the governor. You know, we're seeing, you know, racetracks opening in defiance of the gathering requirement. And, you know, we're seeing, of course, you know, things like the legislature just kind of trying to overrule, I guess, what the governor does.
Other things that you're watching at the state legislature level right now?
Well, you know, we have our, on Monday night at 6 o'clock, we are having our meeting with our legislative delegation, our local delegation. And, you know, we talked about how it's so different than in previous years where we come in with a laundry list of what we'd like to have them emphasize and focus on, et cetera. I think that, you know, this time we want to start out, you know, hearing from them and hearing what they're seeing, because things are moving over there very rapidly. We, on our Metropolitan Mayor's meeting today, that was the word. You know, things are moving, things are happening. Every year they say they're going to try to get out of there by July 1. This is the year that they actually might get out of there. Probably not going to be any kind of a budget again. Probably have the same kind of piecemeal thing we've had so far. But there does seem to be some consensus around a few items, such as, for instance, voting by mail. And it does seem like that there's a bipartisan effort there moving along to try to make that more accessible than in the past, or I don't want to say more accessible, it's always been accessible, but recognizing that more people mm-hmm. might use it than in the past, right? I mean, there some statistics say where in the past maybe 5-6% of people used absentee balloting. This year it could be up as high as 40-50% of folks that decide to vote in an absentee fashion. And so they want to make sure that it's really clear how that happens and how you do it, and they want to make it a way that's, you know, not too painful. So I know that's one of the priorities that we certainly have as a board, and want to hear from the legislative delegation more their thoughts on that, and if they think it's, you know, good legislation, if they're excited about it.
Speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org, for more information on town government, including the town council, who met a few days ago on Tuesday. And speaking of budgets, you got the budget presentation from the town manager, right?
We did. We did get the budget presentation from the manager, and he gave us the kind of high-level PowerPoint bullet points of the budget for the upcoming year. The high points really are our staff did a remarkable job of still maintaining our core services, you know, without having to, you know, furlough or cut staff. Staff won't get a cost of living or a raise this year, but they certainly still have their jobs and will continue to have, you know, health insurance, which goes up every year. And I think our stormwater fee is going up from, I think, $75 to $90 a year. And that's the one area where we all felt we still want to keep moving forward with that because we have such tremendous need in that area that we're trying to build up that program, which we just started like 2 years ago. But other than that, it's pretty much status quo and or less. And the manager showed us the different areas where we're holding back a little bit and trying to save money and trying to not expand based on revenue projections, which are kind of uncertain. We have a sense of what our property tax income will be, but our sales tax income, which is a pretty big chunk of our budget. It's, even with kind of conservative to scary predictions, it could be even worse than what it was predicted in, in terms of our projections. So when trying to be really pretty conservative about that. And so for folks who really want to know more about it, the 200-page version of the budget is now, of the draft budget, is available online of the recommended annual operating budget, and we will have a public hearing on Tuesday for anyone who wants to send in comments to us by email or who wants to send us an email and tell us that they want to, come to our Zoom meeting and talk to us.
Also, at Tuesday's meeting, you issued a proclamation declaring tomorrow, Saturday, to be Heat Stroke Awareness Day. So tell us about that.
Yeah, this is an initiative that actually several weeks ago, the folks with the Safe Kids Orange County got in touch with me. They're part of a parent group called Safe Kids Worldwide. But this year, their focus was to get mayors across the country to help spread word about the problem of, of heat stroke, in particular, the emphasis this year dealing on child fatalities. And, evidently this has escalated in the last 2 years. And I was trying to wonder, why it has escalated in the last 2 years. Are people more distracted? Are people, running around more? It's just really kind of interesting that it's been increasing the last couple of years. And I thought that I've seen some of the campaign, in addition to this proclamation that I issued, kind of urging people to pay special care and attention and call a police officer if you see a kid in a car, because this is the time of year where it starts to get a little warmer, and you might not think it's that warm outside, but cars heat up really quickly. And so there's the doing it, kind of thinking it's not a big deal, but then there's also the doing it accidentally, where you hear about people that, because their routine is interrupted or because they're doing something different, they literally kind of forget that they have their kid with them. And I think one of the best suggestions I saw on one of the bits of outreach was to put something very critical that you're going to need to take with you wherever you're going in the back seat, your purse, your wallet, whatever, so that you definitely know that you're going to have to look in your back seat before you get out of the car. I thought that was a good suggestion. But I imagine one of the worst things that could happen to someone to have to deal with that situation in your family. And so whatever we can do to increase awareness about that and to try to, prevent any child from, having heat stroke in a car, I think is a good campaign.
Townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and as we wrap up, I know there's a meeting coming up next week, Tuesday as well. What's going on there and what else is happening in town government?
Well, in addition to, I think I mentioned to you, we're having the public hearing for anyone who wants to talk about the budget. We also are focusing on, we're having a specific discussion on how COVID is disproportionately affecting our Black community, our Latino community, and our, basically our underserved and marginalized communities. We've been hearing this for weeks, right, that not only is this a horrific pandemic, but that disproportionate to their population, these populations are being affected. They're on the front line, and so we're going to have just a general talk about that. We have several kind of articles that have been sent to us. We're all doing a little bit of research, really trying to talk about ways or solutions as part of the what they call it a recovery effort, but it's like, in other words, it's the next kind of year or two or three as we kind of try to dig out of what this pandemic has created, but how can we particularly pay attention to how we can support those communities as they have borne the brunt of this in ways that, other communities have not.
Again, townofcarborough.org for more information. Get the agenda for Tuesday's meeting there. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.